This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm joined by Zach Byram from the Clear Creek Conservation District and Micah Most from the UW, University of Wyoming Extension Office. How are you both?
I'm doing good.
Yep, doing
good.
Well.
Nice to see you, and thank you very much for joining me. We've got some outdoor things to talk about today. Although, as I say, if we look out the window, it's hard to think that spring may even come, let alone summer and flowers and blooming and so on and so forth. But you guys know that it will, you believe it will, and you've got some events lined up for us to that I think are relevant here for people who maybe have a hankering to get outside and try something new this season in their outdoor space, so to call it. And but also, you know, for people who may be new to this area, who aren't familiar with our climate, our growing season, the soil types and so on. So what's going on? We've got something with in March and then another event in April. So,
yeah, and I mean, you led into it really well, talking about the current weather that we're in. I think we're all, you know, we can all complain about it, but the snow has been great. And, you know, not to be wanting to bum anybody out, but we are going to be getting more snow. It's still March. So, but with that said, we do have some things coming up that will give those people that are starting to get pretty itchy about getting outside and starting to do gardening or projects on their property outside of town. We do have some events coming up. The first one is our fifth annual Buffalo Rural Living and Garden Expo. So, you know, we had a pretty good run there for a few years with this expo, and then we had COVID, and so we took a year off and then had trouble gaining some traction that following year. So we're back to it now, though. For those that have been involved with it before, you kind of have an idea of what we're going after.
But, yeah, so tell us what happens. It's a day's event.
It's a day-long event. It's going to be March 18th at Bomber Mountain from 8:30 to 4:00. And it's a series of workshops that are set up concurrently throughout the day. So you should have an opportunity to visit as many of the workshops that you're interested in as possible. So what we're going for is we have multiple workshops that are focused on gardening and then also focused on rural living. And when we're talking about rural living, we're talking about small acreages, you know, 2+ acres outside of town where you may have the want for some livestock or questions about pasture renovation or soil health, those kinds of questions. And so this is an opportunity to come and find a workshop that you feel might answer some of those questions you have. We have everything from composting to use of cover crops to pollinator gardens. We're going to have a roundtable discussion on the direction of the community garden that's going to be established at the Johnson County Fairgrounds.
And we'll be talking about that another time.
Yep, that will be a separate discussion.
Which is great. I'm excited to talk to you about that.
Yep. So I don't, Micah, if you have anything to add, that's kind of a little feeler, a little taster to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. This is the first time, to my knowledge, that Extension is being brought on board to help support. So I'll be giving the pollinator garden and the xeriscaping presentations, so excited to participate that way. When Zach says concurrent, he means like there will be several rooms running at the same time. Okay. So attendees will be able to kind of pick and choose the topics that interest them, and they won't have to sit in on the ones that maybe they are less interested.
So how long is a typical workshop?
They're going to be 45 minutes.
Yeah,
I think.
45 minutes to an hour. So 45 minutes presentation with some time for questions afterwards.
And there's going to be a lunch with the keynote speaker. Caitlin Youngquist is coming from the other side of the mountain, the basin, Worland side of the mountain, to talk about soil health specifically. But she will be our keynote speaker, and the entire event is free. So there's no sign up at the door to bring money for lunch. We're going to cover lunch. And Micah's right, this is the first time we've worked with UW Extension on this project. So it's nice to have someone that wants to step up and be involved in this. And he had also mentioned xeriscaping, which I'm glad he did, because you know, xeriscaping or water-wise landscaping is one way that communities, smaller communities like Buffalo, can really, each individual can help offset, you know, water loss that as we're seeing, you know, in California, Arizona, Nevada, it's becoming more and more increasingly in our face about water loss and water conveyance and those types of issues. Well, xeriscaping or water-wise landscape is something that an individual landowner or homeowner can participate in relatively inexpensively and make a significant difference in the long run. So that would be a really good workshop if you're interested in maybe creating a less maintenance lawn landscape at your property that can also attract, you know, beneficial pollinators and use less water. So that's a really good example of one of the workshops that we're going to be having.
And if you were just interested in that, you could just drop in for
Yeah, you could drop in for that session.
You don't have to be tied into the day. Nope. I think one of the things that appeals to me especially about this is that it's unique to what people in this little small part of the world, mm-hmm. you know, can do, and that we have a unique growing season, we have a unique set of soil types, we have unique, you know, it's all very custom to experience of what it is here. It's very specific.
Right.
So that you really get some ideas of what's going to succeed, what you need to do, what your options may be.
Right.
You know, probably not going to have, you know, Johnson County's first vineyard with premium wines. I suppose we could try.
Somebody could give it a shot.
Yeah, yeah. Grapes will grow here, so.
Yes, they will grow. They will grow.
Absolutely.
And then there's a follow-up event later on in April, I think the 8th of April, a country living event. What's that?
So, yeah, that's just expounding on that rural living idea.
What do you mean by rural living?
Yeah, so when I'm talking about rural living, I'm talking about small acreages outside of town. You know, I would say anywhere from 2 acres up to, you know, even up to even 100 acres. You know, in our part of the world, 100 acres can be considered small considering some of the, the sizes of some of the agricultural production outfits that are around. But really, you know, we're talking about subdivisions where you have 5 or 7 acres or you've bought a piece of property that's 10 acres and, you know, you're maybe moving in from somewhere else or leaving the town of Buffalo and just moving out of town a few miles onto a piece of property where you have a little bit more, leg room to stretch out. But what the intent of this country living and introduction to small acreage ownership, workshop is about is expanding on those ideas that we present at the Rural Living Expo, and really providing a little bit more information. It's still going to be rather general, but we're trying to get information out to people that probably have questions. Mm-hmm. You know, can I have X number of horses or can I have this number of cattle on my 10 acres or something like that? So the topics are going to include building your property plan. So if you kind of need to know where you want to go before you start to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to provide some information on kind of how to think about your property, how to think about putting together a site plan or a property management plan. Then we're also going to talk about water and soil resources on your properties. You know, a lot of times just people will have, whether it's an irrigation ditch or a tributary to Clear Creek or Clear Creek itself or any type of water body on their property, just because it's on your property doesn't necessarily mean you have access to that water. So we're going to do some kind of a general introduction to Wyoming water rights. We'll talk about soil resources, as you mentioned earlier. We've got a lot of different soil types in Johnson County. So how do you deal with that on your property while you're trying to build your property management plan? We'll talk about weed and pest control. You know, we have obviously, cheatgrass is a huge issue in Johnson County, but we'll talk about, you know, maybe some steps to help control that, who to talk to, mm-hmm. how to go about doing that. Then another one that's really important to Micah and I is grazing management on those smaller acreages. You know, a lot of times you'll have people that have too many livestock on their property for what it can support. And then, you know, there's a cascade of problems after that going from weed invasion because there's no native grasses to help stave off that invasion of invasive grasses. There's there's soil loss through erosion, whether it be wind erosion or water erosion, because there's no living grass and roots to stop any of that because it's been overgrazed. So we'll talk to that some, and then we'll finish with talking about living with wildlife. A lot of times I think it's romanticized, you know, to have whatever running around on your property. Well, guess what? You built your house there. They were probably there first. So here's some ideas how to deal with that, you know, friendly wildlife fencing. So they're not getting stuck in the fences. Mm-hmm. You know, even, talking about how to keep your pets safe from wildlife and vice versa. So we're not going to get really detailed on the information, but what the hope is to provide enough general information to get people thinking about how to be good stewards of their property, and then also give, you know, maybe some names and contact information if you need additional detail or additional help.
And of course, it's an opportunity for those people to meet people similarly minded, mm-hmm. or who, you know, want to have a go at the same sorts of things as they do, and the potential mm-hmm. for collaboration and partnerships
right.
on that
yeah,
too.
Can be bouncing.
Maybe you meet your neighbor.
Right. Maybe it's bouncing ideas off. Yeah. You know, you say, well, I was thinking about doing this, and somebody can say, well, we did that and this is what was successful and this is what was not. And it, again, it's free as well. We try to we'll have lunch and it'll be free. So we would really appreciate if people were to register for either one of those.
Right. And I will put all the information up next to this audio. What I'm really hearing from you guys is that, you know, this is for people who are interested in, who don't have a big skill set or knowledge base of kind of how to utilize either for fun or for profit their outdoor space. But it's how to do that successfully, but also how to be good stewards of that,
right.
that as well,
yeah.
so that the potential is there for the future.
Yeah, I think it's really important for people to know that we're not telling them how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving them ideas of what to think about, to try to do it sustainably.
And maybe some ideas of what we know doesn't work
right.
so well. So
right.
don't be dismayed if
right.
this fails, because you
right.
were warned.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was thinking that. As we're sitting here talking about this, it's a lot of the agricultural information that our area ranchers and farmers already have a pretty good grasp on, scaled down to the landowner or the homeowner scale. And the real value, I think, in both of these programs is that they are so tailored to this location, because
mm-hmm.
you can get online and you can read whatever articles you might find. But they could be talking about something in Pennsylvania, or there's a lot of grazing information online that's based in Missouri. And I can tell you that the grazing systems in Missouri are very different than the grazing systems here in Johnson County.
You mentioned over the mountain, Caden coming from over the mountain earlier. I mean, you just have to drive over there in the summer and you can see that it feels completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if you look at the map, it looks like we're in exactly the same
right.
geographical area.
Right.
You know, it just has a very different climate over there. And,
yeah.
And that's so close.
Yeah. And that's a great point that Mike had just brought up. You know, we've been seeing and we've talked to people that obviously are moving in from other places, usually not from other places in Wyoming, but usually, you know, out of state. And we'll hear that a lot. And I'm sure Micah has. Well, in, you know, fill in the blank, we were able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds really nice, but, you know, Buffalo, Wyoming will have 50 below zero, and 6 months later, it'll be 105 degrees with 30-mile-an-hour wind. We have, as you were alluding to, we've got some issues that are maybe more difficult to deal with than where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get you to think about those,
yes.
those other issues before you start.
Yes.
Down
and we
planning.
All know that winter is going to come, is going to continue much longer than we want it to. So now is the time to prepare, though. Thank you. How do people register, or do they just show up for these events? What do you want? You mentioned a registration for the April event for Country Living.
Mm-hmm. So we want people there. So if they just show up, that's fine, you know. But we would prefer, just to make sure we have enough food for everybody, we would prefer that they register. You can do that either by calling, which is 307-620-3021, and talking to either Mandy Hewlett or myself, Zach Byram, and we'll get you put down. Or you can email Amanda at amanda.hulett, that's H-U-L-E-T, at clearcreekcd.org. That would be the two best ways. You should see these on Facebook as well. On 307 Net Radio, they'll be there as well. So we would appreciate it if people did register, but it's not a requirement. If you show up and your name's not on the list, we're not going to be bouncers. We'll let you in.
And Micah, before we wrap up, Barnyards and Backyards is a sponsor of this. It's of this first event. Tell me a little bit about Barnyards and Backyards.
Yeah, absolutely. So Barnyards and Backyards is a team within University of Wyoming Extension, and traditionally, when you think about University Extension, on the ag side, it's more industrial agriculture, conventional agriculture. So the Barnyards and Backyards initiative team is more focused on homeowner level agriculture. So vegetable production, honeybees, a lot of the same resource management topics that we're talking about at both of these events are heavily written about, discussed by Barnyards and Backyards. They do a lot of really neat outreach events. So they sponsor programs like this. During the spring, there's a Facebook Live series on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. called B&B Live. I've co-hosted a few of those events. There's one coming up this week about tree care. So all kinds of mainly small acreage issue topics for folks that are new to the area or folks that have been in the area and are just curious about producing their own food locally, having small livestock, and things along those lines.
And I did jump on that website earlier, and there is a wealth of information. There's also some things that you can subscribe to. So, you know, and I think there's applicability for all sorts of different people who, you know, are not maybe in the ag or ranch industry, so to speak, but have interest or want to use their acreage, either as supplemental income or, as I say, you know, for fun and just the joy of getting involved in a different kind of project.
Their magazine is fantastic.
I should have mentioned that. They put out a really high-quality magazine 4 times a year. Mm-hmm. We have copies available at the Extension office.
We have copies here at the
Conservation District office.
So a shout-out for Barnyards and Backyards. And again, I'll post a link here. But a very useful resource that I think kind of brings all that we've been talking together about, you know, kind of together here. So is there anything that we've not mentioned that people need to know about? I think we've covered most of it.
I wouldn't say there's anything we need to go over anymore, except that both Micah at the Extension office and myself and Mandy here at Clear Creek Conservation District welcome people to come in. You know, you don't have to attend either one of these to have questions, right? So you're welcome at any time to approach us.
People to call you.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. We don't just make fancy flyers and put on workshops at Bomber Mountain or the Fire Hall. But we're open. We want people to come in and ask us questions, or, you know, a lot of people are familiar with some of the programs that we have anyway, but we can try to answer any questions they might have, whether it be from soils to waters to grazing management on small acreage, or maybe even potentially water development on their property. So Micah and I wear a bunch of different hats, and if we don't have the answers, we'll have that conversation, but we'll also help you find them. So
yeah,
come on in.
I would just add, if you have a question about one of these topics at either of these events coming up, feel free to reach out ahead of time and let us know. That way we'll be sure to address that on the day.
Thank you. Well, right here on your doorstep is a wonderful set of resources to help you be successful in your outdoor space, whatever it is that you're choosing to utilize it for. So thank you very much, Zach Barham and Micah Most. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.